السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ، ونشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ، ونشہد ان سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون، الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers or sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, in the month of Ramadan after the Zuhr Salat and on many days even before the Zuhr Salat, we are discussing a subject, Wilayat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and in detail we discussed many issues. But being the time for business, people at work, so in that particular majlis, there were many of those that are here now that were not present at that majlis. So just to give you the gist, because it is a very important subject and it relates to everyone who claims that he is a Muslim, and who is there not amongst us? Which person is there amongst us that does not claim that he is a Muslim? All of us claim that we are Muslims. So if we are Muslims, then we have love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because Islam and Iman both are required. Without Iman, there's no Islam. Without Islam, there's no Iman. Now that is a whole discussion, technical, academic. I'm not going into that. But the fact is that every Muslim has to be a mu'min, and every mu'min has to be a Muslim. And every mu'min and Muslim has to be mu'min kamil, Muslim kamil. Every mu'min and Muslim has to have love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Without that, we cannot be mu'min and Muslim. So I was discussing that the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is just as farz as namaz is farz, roza is farz, zakat is farz. Love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is also just as farz. That much love which makes a person fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala, obey Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and now that much is farz. So we discussed that there are lots of things that are zahir and lots of things that are batin. And since the zahir is not very difficult, therefore most of us take on to the zahir very easily. Or with a very little effort, the person's zahir comes right. In the zahir, there can be even namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. Although these are farais, but it is easy to fulfill them. It is not that difficult. If a person just makes a little himmat, he can fulfill them easily. The same when it comes to the outward libas, our clothing, our dressing, our beard, our pants above ankles. Now all these type of amal and action are not that difficult. It is easy. So just as it is important and necessary that we should put our zahir right, our zahir too has to be right. It is even more important that our batin, our inside, should be even better. Everything of the zahir also will depend on the batin. If a person's zahir is right, but inside his heart he does not have iman, he does not have yaqeen, he does not have tawakkul, he does not have faith in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he has doubts about Islam, he has doubts about the Quran Sharif, he has doubts about the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has doubts about so many things, which is so common these days. Travel out and listen to the people. So if the person has got these type of ideologies, beliefs, and yaqeen in his heart, but his outward is right, so will that benefit in any way? So both things are required. Then again we look at akhlaq-e-hamida and akhlaq-e-razila. Good characteristics and bad ones. The person has to remove from his heart the akhlaq-e-razila. All those characteristics, all those traits which are in the heart of nifaq, that is hypocrisy, pride, arrogance, malice, greed, envy, jealousy. What we have in our hearts. But we consider ourselves to be Muslims supreme. So now to clear the heart of all that debris and of all that muck and of all that dirt and of all that filth that has embedded itself in our hearts. Now who is going to do that? Only a Muslim is going to be concerned about that. Now if we want wilayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we're talking about nisbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So how will that nisbat come if that heart is already polluted with so much of filth? So we don't say the person must not continue with the zahir amal. He must continue with his namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. These are faraiz he has to do. Together with that his tasbihat, his tilawat of the Quran Sharif, his charities, and all other good deeds and actions that the person is doing, he must continue. However, there has to be some time in his life that has to be then devoted and spent in x-raying this heart, in checking this heart of all which is in there, which fall under the category of akhlaq-e-raziha. Without that, there is no question of nisbat of Allah Ta'ala. There is no question of wilayat. So to remove those evil traits and characteristics and to develop and build up in the heart taqwa, tawakkul, yaqeen, trust and faith in Allah Ta'ala, sabar, shukr, zuhad, qanaat, contentment, all these type of traits to build up and develop. Now when the person does both things, then he gets wilayat. So different people have given different traits, or they have mentioned different characteristics. Now what we were discussing was that of Allama Abul Qasim Khushairi Rahmatullah Alayhi, very great Sufi, Muhaddis, Alim. So he said that the wali is that person who fulfills on the one hand the rights of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and on the other hand, the person fulfills the rights of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Both things he does. Huququllah and huququl ibad. Not just reading some wazifa, not attendance of just some majlis, not just sitting in some khanqa for a few days and thinking we came with kamil, not just doing some work of dawat and tabligh and think that we are perfect, not just sitting in some madrasa and think that we have already attained the highest stages. These things everybody will have to develop. Whether the person is going to the khanqa, or whether he is going to the jamaat, or whether he is going to madrasa, or he is going for hajj, or he is going for umrahs upon umrahs. Everybody will have to develop this. Because it's easy sometimes to make hajj upon hajj and umrah upon umrah. How many people go for hajj upon hajj, umrah upon umrah, but they haven't, after return, even made an attempt to fulfill those rights that they had violated of someone. If they had taken interest, they're not going to search for anybody that they had taken from and go and return the money. Or if they had cheated or deceived or done anything that is wrong. In the same way, when it comes to their hearts, which were filled with arrogance and pride, the heart was already filled with pride. There was a lot of complex the person was suffering from, that I am a very pious person. Look how many hajj I have made, 50 hajj I have made, not one hajj I missed in so many years. So the person already had pride with regards to his charities, or with regards to his namaz, or zikr, or tilawat, or his khanqa, or his dawat and tabligh, whatever he was doing. And now he made Hajj upon Hajj, Umrah upon Umrah. So that increased his pride. Sometimes it increases that pride. That arrogance of the person sometimes increases. Now that person cannot tolerate even one statement of nasihat. He believes that I am such a perfect Muslim, how can you make nasihat to me? Nasiha mat kar nasihat dil mera ghabrawe hai. Main samjhu hoon usko dushman jo mujhe samjhawe hai. So that's what becomes, it increases. So now these are the things that we have to check, and as I repeatedly mentioned, that this majlis is not for increase of knowledge. It is to increase that kayfiyat, to increase our spiritual progress, to purify our hearts and our souls from all these evil traits and characteristics. That is the purpose. So he said the fulfillment of the huquq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and also the huquq of the creation of Allah ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from the moment that a person is born, he already has so many different relationships. Somebody becomes his mother, somebody father, somebody brother, somebody uncle, somebody nephew, someone niece, so many different relationships. Then as he grows up, then in his business, his clients, his customers, his suppliers, there's so many different people that he has to deal with. Then in his home, and if he gets married, then his wife, then his children. So now the fulfillment of those huquq, that is the jihad of our time. What is the purpose of just talking of some jihad that we will never be engaging in? There is nothing wrong, we talk about it, and we assist those people that are engaged within the parameters of Sharia and according to the direction of the Quran and Sunnah, if they are engaged in the propagation of the deen or by way of jihad also, then we will fully support. But what happens is that nafs and shaitan are very, very shrewd. You will never find anyone more shrewd than nafs and shaitan. Especially shaitan, he knows the mazhab and he knows the deen of all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of the past. Shaitan knew the deen of all the anbiya. And he knew and he knows the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam also. Shaitan is a very, very great alim. Very great. Shaitan is a very great alim. If he was not a great alim, how would he have been able to mislead and cause deviation in the life of ulama? First, he knows all the masail, he knows shariat, he knows the Quran and sunnah. He was a great abid also, made a lot of ibadat. So much ibadat that his name comes amongst the angels at that time. In his ibadat. So much of ibadat he made. He wasn't an angel, he was shaitan. He was rejected by Allah Ta'ala. But before that, he was obedient to Allah Ta'ala, making a lot of ibadat. And his arif also of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the three ayns he had. If he did not recognize Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's greatness and Allah Ta'ala's mercy and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's qudrat, then when he was rejected, he would not have said that give me time until the day of Qiyamah, give me time. The gist of that ayat is that I will come to them from the right, from the left, from in front, from behind them. The only two sides that he didn't mention was the one above and the one below. Therefore, the Sufiya Kiram, they have said that Shaitan mentioned four directions for attack, that he will mislead from four directions. The two directions he didn't mention, one was from above and one from down. So for a Muslim, if he wants to get protection from the attack of Shaitan, then there are only two doors. One is above. Turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ring the bell to Allah Ta'ala. Again that example. The Shaitan was a rejected dog of Allah Ta'ala. And if you have to go to somebody's house and they got a big bulldog there, and if that bulldog barks, then don't bark back at the bulldog. Press the bell. The owner of the house, the master of the dog, he will come out, make some signs to that dog, and he will fold its tail and sit down there or move away. And we can enter the house. So like that, this dog, the rejected one, Allah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, the rejected dog. So therefore, press the bell to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Oh my beloved Allah, shaitan and nafs, especially the shaitan is attacking me, not allowing me to come into your house and make my salat, not allowing me to make zikr, not allowing me to make tilawat, not allowing me to restrain myself from zina, from adultery, fornication, from porn sites on the internet. Shaitan is attacking me, drawing me and dragging me towards it. Shaitan is biting, it is attacking. Or it's barking with its whispers. So my beloved Allah, I seek protection in you. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. So he was an arif also. He was an alim and an abid. All ayns. The only thing he was not was an ashiq. He was not an ashiq of Allah. An ashiq does not make buts and ifs. Ifs and buts the ashiq does not make. He does not find justification for his sins. And he does not ask for time. Oh my beloved Allah, I love you very much. But I won't start my namaz now. I can't give up this evil of watching the TV and the movie and all now. I can't give up this illicit relationship that I am in now. I cannot give up my music now. I cannot give up the drug habit now. It's a bit difficult now. I am your ashiq, but I can't give it up now. Probably after 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, give me some time to think. That is our condition. We are that kind of ashiq. Whereas the true ashiq, he does not say, give me time to think whether I should please you or I should please your enemy. Can the person be an ashiq who tries to please the enemy of his beloved? In any person's language, can a person be an ashiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Can he be a wali of Allah ta'ala? Can he be a lover of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If he wants to please the enemy of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can he be an ashiq? In whose language can that be true? We also won't accept a thing like that. The moment we see our friend associating with the enemy a little, then we become suspicious. Why were you talking to that person? You know that he doesn't like me. You know I don't like him. The illicit beloveds of this world, just find somebody else talking to her and see what happens to that ashiq sahib. We can't take it. We can't tolerate it. And yet they are all perishable. They are going to perish one day. They are going to turn to dust one day. You go to the supermarket, they say perishable items. Don't they say it's perishable items? So there we really consider those cabbages and the fruits and vegetable that's there. We say, well, it's perishable. But did we ever think that we also be perishable? What else is going to happen to all that? It's going to rot. Then they will throw it and it'll turn to dust. What's going to happen to man and human being? After death, will they preserve him? They'll keep him in the fridge all the time. They'll do the same thing, take him to the Qabristan, bury him, and he'll turn to dust. But his soul will live on. There's no soul that's going to live on of the cabbage and carrots and whatever vegetable there's there. There's no soul. And here this person's soul will now be punished or rewarded. So therefore for this wilayat, there is no other way out but to become a true ashiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he says the fulfillment of the huquq, fulfillment of the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Allah ta'ala's creation. Then he has shafqat and compassion for the creation of Allah ta'ala. There is no ashiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who does not have compassion for Allah ta'ala's creation. And in the love of the creation of Allah ta'ala, that they do not want to see anybody suffer the fire of Jahannam or suffer any kind of punishment, any kind of difficulty and hardship in this world or in the akhirah. There is no question of enjoyment in their hearts. looking at somebody's difficulty and hardship and pain and suffering, which is our condition today. The moment we've got some jealousy for someone and see the enjoyment that we get in our heart if we hear that that person suffered some kind of disaster, a kind of happiness comes inside the heart, excitement. We wish the person had a little bit more difficulty. So can that person be an ashiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Can that person get a nisbat of Allah ta'ala? And he forgets that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who has sent that difficulty. We don't know. It could be a test. It could be a rahmat in disguise. Or it could be a punishment to get the person back to him. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Whatever it may be, we are not aware of it. But this much also we are not aware, that that Allah ta'ala who has sent that difficulty upon that person, he can give that person shifa if it is sickness. He can give that person wealth if it is poverty. He can give that person some other ni'mat and bounty. He can restore that person's losses. And this one who is now very excited and happy, that I'm happy that this person is suffering because I don't like him. So Allah Ta'ala can put that same bala, that same difficulty and hardship on him. Then where is he going to go? Therefore, never ever laugh at anybody's disaster, at anybody's loss, at anybody's difficulty, at anybody's problem. Make dua for the person. When Allah Wala used to go past, on the way was a cinema where Muslims used to queue up, Muslim country. A big queue outside the cinema. And all Muslims. So instead of cursing them, he used to make dua. Alhamdulillahi alladhi aafani mimma abtalaka bihi wa faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafzeela. Now that dua is supposed to be read when somebody is in some difficulty, pain, suffering, sickness and all that. So that's the time you read that dua. Thanking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he gave afiyat, he gave protection, he gave well-being from that which the other person is suffering. So now the person makes that dua. So he used to make this dua and pass there because those people are suffering also. There's a suffering that they are going through. And if not, they don't realize it now, then they will suffer sooner or later when the azab of Allah ta'ala will come. So he's making dua that, Ya Allah, your fazal, your ihsan, your kindness, your favor upon me that you saved me from joining this queue here. It could have been the other way around. I could have been in that queue also. How many young brothers, young sisters, how many of us also that went through high school life, we don't know in which queue we would have been. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's favor is upon us that he took us out from that queue and put us in another queue that's going to the masjid, that's going to good works and righteousness. So whose favor is that? So therefore, never ever laugh at anybody's calamity, disaster, anybody's problem. Make dua. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to remove that difficulty, that pain and suffering. Allah ta'ala will protect us too. So compassion is a trait of a person who has got wilayat. Without compassion, there's no wilayat. There'll be no wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that you will find who does not have compassion. In fact, it is because of the compassion that sometimes people take a lot of advantage. Because they have a very, very soft nature. They are ever forgiving. They don't hold any grudge in their hearts. The moment the person says, I'm sorry, that's okay, maaf. 100 times the person does the same thing and says, I'm sorry, said, maaf, that's maaf. Why do they do that? Because they say that, Ya Allah, we want maaf from you. How many times we have been disobeying you. And we want to ask you to forgive us. So therefore they will forgive. No matter how many times. It's a different thing sometimes for Islam purposes. They reprimand and they scold and they shake up the person. That is for Islam purposes, for reformation. That you need sometimes an operation. But in their hearts there's nothing but compassion. That surgeon who is slicing the chest, then is he an enemy of that patient? The person who has gone in for a bypass and the surgeon is slicing his chest. It's not due to enmity, it is due to love and compassion. Although there must be some other niyat too. But in the Allah wala's hearts, there's no other niyat except raza of Allah Ta'ala. So khuda ki makhlooq par narmi aur shafqat. Then he remains in dua for the creation of Allah. He doesn't wait that people must first announce that there is a problem in Palestine, Muslims are being beaten up there, there is a blockade, and due to the blockade there's so much of suffering, and there's no food and no light and no water. Or in Kashmir, 500,000 Indian army is battering them and torturing them. Or in Iraq, so many bombs are raining. Or in Afghanistan, everything has been destroyed. Now they don't wait. At first there must be an announcement that please brothers, make some dua for all these people. The hearts of the Allah wala's, there's such kind of softness in there and such kind of compassion and mercy for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's makhluk. If there's that much compassion for the makhluk, whether they're Muslims or non-Muslims, then how much more sympathy and love they must have got for the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't know how they wet the musalla with the tears when there's nobody there, crying for the ummat of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We only see what outside, if somebody protests, march or big banners and big placards and all, we say, look what love they got. These people whom we call Allah walas, Ahlullah, at night, at the tahajjud time, at different times, they are crying. They are crying before Allah. So they don't wait. They don't wait for the makhluk to say, make dua. They make dua. They make dua for themselves, for the family, for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And in fact, they make so much of dua for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that if only we know, then we would not be saying things that we say. There are many that I know that they didn't take part openly outside on the streets, but they didn't even eat some. Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Meri bhook khatam ho jati. I can't eat. For many days you shouldn't eat. When news used to come that this has happened to the Muslims here, Muslims there, Muslims. Then again, they are not those who have grudge in their hearts. There's no question of grudge. If you want that nisbat of Allah Ta'ala, then there's no grudge business. Solve a problem. You can have a dispute. We can have some kind of argument with somebody over some issue. Resolve it. Come to some conclusion. If the person cannot make ma'af, it's not compulsory. He must make ma'af. He can ask for his right. But then after that, to hold grudge, that now lifelong, sometimes people don't talk. And for petty things, not even major issues, petty things. Invited everybody who didn't invite me to the walima. Invited everybody, but still didn't invite me to my grandfather's fourth walima. It can be grandfather's fourth walima also. Now because of that, the person doesn't talk. For ages they don't talk. Didn't invite for wedding party, didn't invite for engagement, snubbed me, did this, didn't make it, give a reply to your salam, and yet the person probably never heard the salam. So a Muslim is not one who causes problems for others. And if somebody caused him a problem, then he doesn't hold grudge. He either makes maaf or resolves the problem in an amicable manner. But not cause problems for others. That's not a Muslim that purposely cause problem for others. one who causes problem, how can be a good Muslim? The person who deliberately parks his car, obstructing somebody and creating a problem. Or the person deliberately does things which will create enmity and hatred. Accidentally, any person can make a mistake. Even accident, mistake can happen. We are human beings. But out of pride and arrogance and persistence, if a person does things. So this person, he doesn't hold any kind of grudge. There's no intiqam business. And then the person stays free of any expectations from the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala. The person is the one who has the giving hand. He is the one who tries to assist and help or in whichever way he can. But he doesn't have any kind of expectation that in return now I want something. He's not a matlabi person. The world is full of matlab. Jo tha apna matlab to tha sabse matlab. Until the person's own matlab was there, then they were friends, then they were close, then they were near, then everything was there. Then they used to visit. Look at the world today. Look at the nifaq and hypocrisy. Look at those very people who at one time such close friends that we thought that they will never ever separate. What happened to them? When the matlab was finished, that was the end of the story. So these people who are Allah walas, sometimes we have certain perceptions and ideas. But wallah, if he is an Allah wala, he is a true Allah wala. He is a Mawla wala. So then, his gaze is on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's treasures, not on our pockets. Not on our pockets at all. If anyone thinks that they've got their gaze on our pockets, then it is their misunderstanding. How can they have gaze on our pockets when they are connecting us with the treasures of Allah Ta'ala? So, be-tama they are. They have no desire for anything else except the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They will do everything normal. It doesn't mean they will become some kind of abnormal human beings. This I keep on repeating. It doesn't mean that they will become some kind of abnormal human being. Now they don't laugh, they don't joke, they don't eat, they don't marry, they don't run business, nothing. That is our perception. Waliullah mustn't eat, mustn't drink, mustn't laugh, mustn't joke. He must be very serious all the time. Then he's a waliullah. They are normal human beings, normal. Only difference is that their hearts are with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore, in their speech, in their talk, in their walk, in their dealings, in their actions, in their relationship with people, in everything, you will see the Quran and Sunnah. That is the sign. If you don't find that, then it shows that there is a deficiency. But then we must know first what is the Quran and Sunnah before we come to conclusions. Hazrat Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, one person spoke a lot about him, that he's a great buzrug, he's a great wali, and he's got a lot of kashf and karamat, and he's this and he's that. So one person accompanied him. Now when he went there, he was eating pista badam. Pista and almonds he was eating. So this bewakuf, stupid number one, when he saw him eating pista and badam, he said, you told me this man is a great buzrug, he's eating pista and almonds yet. Now to him that was like, if he's a buzrug, how can he be eating pista and almonds? He said, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tied stone on his belly and he's eating pista badam and tying that on his belly. This bewakuf did not know that these people, when they eat that pista badam also, when they get that quwwat in their body and the strength in their body, they don't go and use it in discos and cinemas and zina and all the other haram. That quwwat that they get, they use it for the khidmat of deen, for their salat, for their ibadat, for their dua, for their all the other khidmat that they make, that is what they use it. But now to him, that was his perception, that if this person is Allah wala, then he must be living with patched clothes and he must be just drinking plain water or some sugar water and surviving. So they are normal. But their hearts are different, not like our hearts. how many times I think we have ended with this beautiful poet when it comes to Allah Walas.
نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن بجز آہ کے کچھ ہمارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام My beloved Allah My Rahim Allah, My Kareem Allah, Most Forgiving Allah, Most Loving Allah, Most Compassionate Allah, Most Tolerant, Most Beneficent Allah. It's only your fazl, your kindness, your ihsan and your favor upon us that you blessed us with Iman and Islam. My beloved Allah, if you had not blessed us with Iman and Islam, we don't know in which church we would have been ringing bell. We don't know before which idol we would have been bowing down. My beloved Allah, it is only your favor. We are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing in our lives from the time we became of age up till now. Day and night we have used your bounties, your ni'mats, your gifts for your disobedience. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have embarrassed us there and then. You could have brought humiliation and disgrace upon us there and then. But how loving you are, how tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us to eat and drink and to wear and to travel around. Our zahir is not right, our batin is not right, but yet, my beloved Allah, you do not withhold your favors upon us. Our zahir and our batin, my beloved Allah, you are well aware, yet you do not withhold your favors. You are still giving us sight and hearing and speech and all your ni'mat and bounties. We are therefore turning towards you, my beloved Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, whether they are in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us, bless everyone with complete shifa. Spiritually also we are sick, my beloved Allah, clean our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Fill our hearts with the nur of taqwa, with the nur of iman, nur of yaqeen, nur of ibadat, nur of tilawat. Bless us with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with tawakkul and trust in you, my Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members. The ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved Allah, is so divided, so disunited. Ah, my Allah, how much of effort Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made and the sahabas made to leave the ummat in one body and one soul. We have created such division, what kind of pain and suffering it must be causing to the sensitive heart of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere Allah, hume maaf kar de. Ya Rabbi, maaf farma. Hey Rabbi Kareem, ab to maaf kar de. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with halal rizq in abundance and remove it. Those who are unemployed, bless them with halal employment. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are on journeys, make the destination safe. Ya Allah, those who are on planning for Hajj, remove the obstacles and difficulties from their path and make them blessed with Hajj that is maqbool and mabroor. The ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering around the globe. Don't look at their shortcomings and weaknesses and faults, my Allah. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Remove their difficulties, their pain, their suffering, their problems. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat and guidance. That those who have become obstinate, they made up their minds, they will never accept Islam and they will continue with the tyranny, oppression and separation of the ummah. Then shake them like you shook the Aad and the Samud. Cause their planes to crash, cause their ships to sink, create division amongst their ranks. Send the gale force winds against them, my Allah. Ummat-e-Muslima par raham farma. Mujahideen ki madad farma. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا my beloved Allah. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, he asked for protection, especially that of Dajjal, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.